We are on. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, go. Ring the bell.
Welcome back to Tri-Chatter. Welcome back, Sherry, from New York.
Thank you, Ron. It's good to be home. It's good to be in the warm weather. Yes.
Yeah.
New York was cold.
Was it cold back there?
New York was very cold, you know, 36 degrees on race day. Beautiful, clear, blue skies, though. Gorgeous weather, as far as that. The next day it rained, so it could have been worse.
Yeah.
It can always be worse. But, you know, obviously I haven't trained in that kind of cold weather, and it was very windy. You always either had, I found, a tailwind or a headwind. There was, I never realized that New York City was so windy, but it was a beautiful day.
Yeah, Chicago, you expect it. New York, not so much.
New York, not so much. It was a very, the best marathon experience ever. I mean, it was, I think, the best endurance event experience I've ever had. Not putting down Boston, but it was awesome.
Well, let me just acknowledge that we've got Lili Ta here with us.
Yes,
hello.
We do.
But I do want to hear a little bit more about your marathon. What was your goal?
It hurt, and it was fun.
Tell us about the actual,
and I might lose some
about the race.
My goal was to finish between 3:30 and 3:40.
Okay.
I knew I probably had a 3:30-ish in me.
And what sort of mile pace is that?
That's just around 8-minute miles.
Okay.
And on the day before the marathon, we did the marathon bus tour so that I could familiarize myself with it, and I'm really glad I did that. You know, a lot of it starts uphill, comes downhill on the bridge, a lot of just very gradual inclines and declines in Brooklyn. Every bridge is a bit of a hill, and then it gets tough when the last 5 miles, coming in through Central Park. That's when it's hilliest. And I was supposed to see my husband, my fan club, at mile 24 and a half, and he wasn't there. So No, he did not run.
Oh, Pete.
And so I made a choice right there. Because, you know, when it gets tough at about mile 21 or, you know, and you've got something to look forward to. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to get to see Pete and his dad, and it's going to be so great. He told me exactly where he was going to be, and he wasn't there. But lots of other people were cheering. I had my name on. And I was, you know, at that point, you're hurting, and you just really, I had seen all these other people throughout the race, seeing people that they knew. And
yeah.
I had to make a decision. I'm either going to be disappointed or I'm going to be pissed off. So I was mad. I got ugly. As Barbara White Wright would say, I got ugly. And I just dug in my heels and ran my butt off the last 2 miles.
So that you were probably ahead of where they expected you. They probably
no,
arrived
I was right
at that
exactly
spot,
where
like,
because
two
I hit
later.
Every time I hit the 10K splits, he would get 15 minutes later, he'd get a text. So he knew I was right on pace with my 10K splits. They were all about 49 minutes. And I was right where I wanted to be, but I was hurting. I was hurting that last 5 miles.
Yeah,
okay. That's what I love about the marathon. That's what I love about the Ironman marathon, too. And we're going to hear from Lili about her Ironman coming up. But anyway, New York was wonderful. I highly, highly recommend it. It was the best experience ever. 45,000 people, half of whom are from other countries. And it was truly just a remarkable experience. Froze my butt off on Staten Island. If you listeners ever do it, take blankets, sleeping bags, go to the Goodwill and buy as many ugly clothes as you can find for cheap and wear them. Take them with you to Staten Island and you can discard them before the race. It was cold.
Yeah. So yes. What was your final time?
3:31:58.
And how did you place in your age group then?
I actually did pretty well in my age group.
Okay.
I think I was, you know, there were 8 trillion women in my age group. I think I was like 70-something. I was in the top 4% of my age group.
Wow.
Women overall, I was in, oh gosh, somewhere up there, right around there. Yeah, so I was happy. Out of 44, almost 45,000 runners that finished, I was number 5,000-something. So
wow.
I was happy with that, about
yeah.
top 12%. So yeah, relatively speaking, I, you know, for an older gal, I felt good. I felt like my training had been right on and no mechanical issues. And it's always nice when you get to that point in the marathon where you go, okay, this is good. I'm where I should be. I didn't want to try to push it any harder. I know you and I talked about, you said, oh, you got a 3:22 in you. And I knew if I tried to push that pace, I would blow up.
Yeah.
I knew I would blow up. I mean, Who said that famous thing? A man's got to know his limitations. Yeah. You know, I just, that number was based on the Surf City Half Marathon, which is a very fast race, you know, and when you do New York, and this is, I read up on this, you know, the Rogers guy, what's his name, Brett Rogers, the running guy who's done it a million times, they said normally you take your half time, you double it, and you add 10 minutes. They said for this one, add 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Yes, because it's, Lily's done it.
Yeah.
How is that last 5 miles in Central Park, Lily?
Yeah, I remember it being windy. I don't remember the elevation. It's been some time. It's been, what, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
But just the crowd, it gets you going.
The crowd is amazing. My favorite signs. One was, of course, if your feet smell and your nose, your feet smell and your nose runs, you're upside down. Another one, this girl, cute girl, was holding a sign that said, I love your endurance, here's my number. And my the best one was, I know your feet hurt, but that's because you're kicking so much ass.
Oh,
I
good.
Like that, yeah.
So, hey, was Lance there?
I did not see Lance. I heard a rumor that he was going to be at Mile 8, and I looked all over for him at Mile 8 and didn't see him. So that was just a rumor,
okay,
as far as I know.
Because he's done that, like, the last
he didn't
two
do
or
it.
3 years.
I think he did it last, I'm not sure, but I've heard he's training for Kona. He's
training for Kona, yeah.
I've heard the rumor. We can talk about that, too. Let's talk to Lily. Enough about me.
Yeah, well, I just
that
wanted,
was interesting, though.
It was, and it was, I got to say, the fans. I'm telling you, nothing like New York. Just amazing. It was just energy the whole time. Yeah. And of course I was doing a lot of the whooping and hollerings too, so I could have probably taken a little time off my, you know, if I hadn't.
There's
I
eight
just
minutes
got so
right
excited
there.
I just got so, it was so,
you got 8 minutes of you whooping and hollering.
It was so exciting. I love it as much as you can love a marathon. Okay, so let's talk about what Lily's got going on. Lily is doing her first Ironman, as I understand it.
Yes.
This weekend.
Yes, Sunday.
Sunday. Now, you've obviously done at least one marathon.
Yes.
So tell me about your athletic background. How did you get roped into this?
I think my story actually starts with a mountain bike. I actually been not very athletic at all, you know. I learned how to swim as an adult only so I can go on my honeymoon.
Because
my husband wouldn't take me if I didn't know how to swim.
Where were you going? To some, like, 10x10 tropical island?
Where?
We went to St. Lucia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he said, well, you have to at least know how to doggy paddle or something.
You had no idea how to swim?
No.
And this was how long ago?
This was in 2002, so about 8.5 years.
You're probably faster than me now.
No.
So were you? Why did you never learn to swim?
You know what? I think it was more access. As a kid, my family didn't have access to a pool.
Mm-hmm.
My parents didn't swim either, so it wasn't something
bit
that
of a
they,
cultural thing?
Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
Pasadena.
Yeah, they've got pools in Pasadena.
I know they have pools.
And there's
that
ocean.
Right. But we had a lot of struggles as kids just trying to grow up and make ends meet.
Yeah.
So my family,
that was
focused.
The least of their worries.
Yeah. They didn't really think about, let's get her in a pool so she can learn how to swim like the rest of the world.
Okay. So you learned how to swim, so you go on your honeymoon.
Right.
And how did you learn?
I went to a community college and took classes.
Really?
So I took a beginning non-swimmer class.
Was this at Orange Coast College?
No, this was in East LA.
Okay.
So at the time I was living out in that area. And they had the only evening class for swimming. So I took it and I worked hard.
What a brave girl. That's remarkable.
It's funny, but it was the first time I realized I had so many deficiencies that I needed to overcome. And I didn't want to be the one in that pool in the college not knowing how to swim because everyone else seemed to pick it up.
Oh.
So that was my motivation.
Right, right. But are you a little competitive, you mean? Or
I just
you just
don't
didn't
want to
seem like a loser.
Yeah. <That's>
a floater.
I'm used to it now, but
right.
At the time.
Right.
At the time, I just felt like if someone else could do it, I could too. So I thought it was time to learn.
Right. So you learned how to swim.
I learned how to swim. But getting into triathlon, to go back to the focus, was I started working for this company. We were opening up a surgery center, and one of the partners was really into mountain biking. So he told me, you need to get a mountain bike. And I hadn't biked, you know, I biked when I was younger, but we had this really small, tiny bike that we went in circles in the backyard. Mm-hmm. And we had a tiny backyard, so all I knew how to do was go in circles in the backyard. So he says, you should get a bike. And I said, after weeks and weeks of getting hounded, I said, why don't you look into that for me? I had no clue how to get a bike. I didn't know mm-hmm. what fit me. I didn't know what was good.
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, you know, he liked little projects like that. And so he went and ordered a mountain bike. And I have to tell you, I had no clue that a bike could cost that much. And I forgot to tell him.
Here's my budget. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had no
Welcome
idea.
To the world
and
of
I,
cycling.
I forgot to remind him that I'm not on a physician salary. I'm on a nurse's salary. You
right.
know?
So what did he find you?
It was a Modalite, a Titus Modalite. And it was an extra small. It was the first year the company made an extra small. And they had that frame displayed at Interbike.
And the big bike show.
Yeah, the big bike show, which I didn't know about at the mm-hmm. time. But, yeah, I didn't get the bike until months later because of this. And because it was the first of its kind, it ended up costing me $2,000 or $3,000. I can't remember.
Oh, my
It was
land.
A huge chunk of change, and I let it sit
there. He
didn't
warn you?
No.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And here I feel bad when I'm, you know, recommending people. I'm like, you could maybe get out the door for about $900, you know, for a bike. Wow.
This is a yeah. mountain bike. Wow. And once I paid for it, I didn't want to touch it. I was afraid I'd scratch it.
Oh, my.
It sat man. In my home for at least 6 months.
Are you serious?
No. I didn't think it would cost
And plus
much.
You had no experience mountain biking, right?
No, not at all. I was never on a bike since those little turns in the back.
So how did you end up getting on the bike?
Well, he asked me every week, every Monday, so did you get out on your bike? No. Did you get out on your bike? No.
Did your husband have a bike at the time?
No, but he knows how to ride, but he doesn't
have But he doesn't have a bike.
No.
You should have dropped another $3,000 on
I
a bike
could
for him.
A couple of bikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That was crazy. But actually, after about a month of asking me every Monday, he said, you know what? You need to sign up for a race. The only way you're going to get on your bike is if you sign up for a race.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And had you been swimming at the time?
No.
Still?
Okay, I stopped so swimming
swim.
After the honeymoon.
Yeah, a lot of things have stopped happening once the honeymoon's over. Yeah. Okay, so.
Exactly. Okay. You understand that. Yeah, so anyway, I said, okay, you look for a race, because I didn't have time. You know, at the time I was getting into nursing administration, I was really busy trying to help them open up the center of theirs, and the last thing on my mind was getting on that bike or doing anything active.
Especially a race.
Yeah, so he looked it up, and he chose a race he thought might interest me, so it would actually motivate me to go out, and he chose this reverse triathlon at UCLA because we were both alumni. So I said, okay, I'll do it.
On the mountain
bike. That's good. Well, that's a good place to start.
Right,
though,
right.
Well, so I thought, you know. And
had you ever been a runner prior to that?
You know, I knew I could run.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you can run if somebody's chasing you.
I just went along with it. You know, I'm good at going along with things. I think that's why I've gotten this far to Iron Man.
You can ring the guy's neck when he gives you the $3,000 bike. You've obviously, you're easy to get along with, Lily. Okay, so you signed up.
So we signed up, and, you know, at the time I was scared to death once I realized we signed up. So I said, I'm signing my husband up because if I was going, I'm taking him down with me. So.
And that's hysterical.
Right, and he was all for it. He's like, okay, I'll watch over you. We'll just stay together.
Right.
So
he got a bike.
He got his bike, and we dropped another probably, I think it was only $900 for his. I'm not
reasonable.
Sure.
Reasonable. Very
Something
reasonable.
More reasonable than mine. Yeah. So we ended up going through just we had no direction. I didn't know what to do as far as training for a triathlon. I just thought I needed to get in a pool. I hadn't been in a pool for a long time, and I needed to get on that bike. So.
And is the reverse triathlon at UCLA, is it a pool swim at the end?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a pool swim at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So we did I think 3 to 4 months of training sporadically, you know,
the time. I was going to ask, how far out was the race? So you had 3 or 4 months to get ready.
Yeah, I had 3 or 4 months.
Okay, well, that's good.
I didn't take advantage of the time, though. Like I said, I was busy with work, and I wish I had. But the race day came. We did the run. You know, the run was okay. It wasn't my best run, but I wasn't in good shape.
You were
shape.
Saving it. You were saving it for the bike and the swim.
I was scared. I knew I needed to save it for the swim at least.
Right.
The bike was 3 loops around UCLA, which is fairly hilly, and I hadn't trained on hills at all. So I ended up cramping on the second loop.
Oh, boy.
And how many miles?
It was only 12 miles. I look back and I'm like, it was only 12 miles. Yeah. But at the time, it was
hey, you
a whole
start
lot
somewhere.
Of miles.
Right, yeah. Right.
So we did that. You know, he waited around for me.
Your husband did. What
yeah. And then we got into transition, and we had to run quite a ways to the pool. And actually, at the time, my friend who had signed up, who had gotten me into this mess, he comes into transition because he's done. And he tells me, oh, I didn't finish the swim because he had cramped and he got out of the pool.
Oh, he didn't even finish.
He didn't even finish. So I
think that could be a problem with having the swim at the end is that, you know, you do risk that cramping up.
And that was my fear, you know.
Yeah.
That was my fear. But hearing that he didn't finish and he had been pushing me all this time, I said, I can at least finish.
Right, right.
So I got myself up there. My husband swam right next to me. We were doing a snake-like swim back and forth. It was 8 lanes of the pool. And I remember that first, it was a 50-meter pool.
Oh.
And we went probably just halfway, and the pool dipped down to 13 feet deep, and I freaked out. I hadn't trained in anything but 3 to 5. So I grabbed onto his neck.
Oh, no. This is not going to be good.
I panicked, but just, you know, in a few minutes, he's like, you have to finish it. You're here already.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm here with you. I'm just a little ahead of you. I said, okay, I can do it. So I pushed myself back and forth. I got over how deep it was. And then at some point halfway, he was starting to cramp because I think he'd been waiting for me for so long. You know, I took forever.
And getting pulled down into the water.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
So he said, I have to go. I'm going to cramp. I'm not going to finish if I don't go now. I said, okay, go ahead. And I didn't realize this, but he screamed out to a lifeguard, you know, around the pool. He said, keep an eye on her. She doesn't know how to swim.
Oh, no.
And I said, oh, great. So now everyone's looking at me and waiting for me to drown.
Did you feel like you had a decent swim at that point?
I did.
Did you have a pretty good form? You just were...
Well, form, I don't think that I'm still working on that.
Yeah. Well, but, aren't we all, except for Ron.
Yeah, I know.
Especially
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
But I got myself going. I could go forward. And I finished.
Good for you.
I finished it last.
That's okay.
Yeah, at the time I was happy.
You finished. That's right. You did something that a very small percentage of people in the world ever are brave enough to do.
Well, I think I realized that at the time because I thought, well, you know, this is something kind of amazing.
Awesome. Yeah.
And unless you try it once, you don't really know just the gravity of having to do all that stuff and all the details that go into it. So,
absolutely.
And what year was that?
Oh, that was probably 2005 or 2006.
Okay. So that was only 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so then what? Then so you were hooked.
Well, no,
and you know, those reverse triathlons really are different from the other ones, too. I almost think it would be harder to do the swim at the end. I've never done a reverse. Have you, Ron?
I've never done one, but I have cycled. We when I did the Ironman Coeur d'Alene camp back in 2008, we rode our bikes to the pool. And it was 20 miles or something. It wasn't that far. But I got in the pool and I cramped immediately.
Right.
I'm not used to swimming off the bike.
Yeah.
So it's definitely different.
It's definitely a challenge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you finished that. Did they give you a ribbon? A medal? Did you
no,
get your first medal?
I don't think we got anything.
No hardware.
We didn't get anything.
Okay.
But I was fine. You know, I was like, this is
you
great.
You were just thrilled to finish, yeah.
Yes, yeah, so I was on
awesome.
That high for just like a couple of weeks.
Right.
And then I realized, you know, how come I finished it last? And that's motivation enough to start thinking. So I started obsessing for weeks. I thought, this isn't right. You know, I at the time I was, 31 years old. And I said, I need to know how to swim. I need to know how to bike.
And, yeah.
And I said, you know, if everyone can do this, I can too.
Yeah.
So one night it bothered me so much, I woke up in the middle of the night. I started doing research on the internet. I thought, what groups are out there that could help me? You know, and I searched, I saw a bunch of different places that were offering training.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I looked into OC Try, and I started sending off emails that night. And then finally, you know, I settled down, went back to sleep, woke up early in the morning, woke my husband up, and I told him, by the time I'm 35, we're both going to be Iron Man.
Oh, my land. Really?
That's what I told him.
What a great goal.
Well, at the time, he told me, you will be an Iron Man. I will be here for you.
I'll be right behind you, right. Supporting you all the way.
That's right.
That was the message. He had no desire, and you know, he still has no desire.
Some people love it, and maybe others.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, boy, that is quite a declaration.
Right. So at that point, I got lucky. They started an Orange County Women's Training Group. The camaraderie between everybody,
mm-hmm.
that just got started was so great, and that got me hooked. I think it was the people. The activity was fun because I was learning. I love learning. And I still continue to learn all this stuff. That's why I'm always asking wrong questions.
Yeah, right. There's a lot to learn.
Yeah, and I think for me it was just I'm hooked to the people, the stories. I stopped because I wanted to go a longer distance.
Right, and they kind of focus more on
the beginners. And I got a great foundation from
that.
That
is wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful. And a lot of camaraderie, and you never felt stupid asking questions, I'm sure.
It was a good group to bring those questions to without getting strange looks.
Right. And so what was your next triathlon?
I did a lot of sprints. It's funny because every sprint race she had on our list, I didn't realize they were optional. I just thought we needed to do it because she had it on our schedule.
And you kept going to the race and noticing, how come everybody's not here? Only some of the people are here.
She still makes fun of me for that, or she did for some time.
But you got a lot of experience.
It was a lot of good practice. And every race was different. It wasn't like I never became an expert at anything because all the races were different.
Right. It's like what were some of the races you started out with?
I think our very first one was the Danskin Women's Try. Mm-hmm. We did the very short Benelli one in San Dimas.
The super sprint, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, how do you like those women's triathlons? Because as we have talked about in the sport, I like being around the men. I like seeing all those men out there with these great bodies, and I don't feel like I need to go do a woman's triathlon.
I think
just my opinion.
Well, plus the fact that you beat like 95% of the men.
That's
because you're
at the beginning of the pack.
Sherry's one of those women that loves to chick the guys. She enjoys
it.
Hey, buddy, you've just been chicked.
Don't let your
every guy she goes
beat
by.
You. That's what I say.
That's
I like
Sherry.
To encourage them. I like to challenge them. Come on now.
There is some motivation, even for me being the back of the packer, when you do beat one single guy, you're like, oh, I can do this, even though you're at the end.
So how did you like the women's tries?
I did like it as a starting point.
Mm-hmm.
I think the women were very polite and courteous, so you just knew that they weren't going to beat you over the head on purpose.
Well, obviously most of them are beginners then, because as you have probably learned, they're not that gentle when you start racing more.
It's good to start out. I mean, if you're brand new to it and you go into a women's try, you appreciate the fact that everyone's polite. They do apologize when they, you know, whack you in the head in the swim. They take the time to do it.
Really?
Yeah, but over time you get used to it.
Right.
And then you just want something different. I think the variety is really nice with the mixed races.
Right.
And it's
and the bodies, the nice bodies, don't forget.
You have other things to look at.
The physiques, the nice men and their shaved legs. What do you think about men with shaved legs, by the way? I'm just going to digress for a minute.
I kind of like it.
I know. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Once you get used to seeing it, then you...
It's just a clean look.
I guess I better shave up then.
You don't have that much. It's just a clean look for me.
These men with the hair. Does your husband shave his legs?
No.
Now we're asking her personally.
No, and he's hairy.
He's hairy guy.
He has hairy legs.
Yeah. Well, at least you never have to worry that his legs are smoother than yours. I deal with that problem. Okay, so you did some sprints with Martha.
I did some sprints. By the end of the year, we did one Olympic. So every year I progressed in the distance. So after the Olympic, my next race, you know, would be the half Ironman right. for the following
so
year.
So what was your first Olympic?
Benelli.
Mm-hmm. That's a great course.
Yeah.
It's really good for the non-swimmer since it's on
excellent.
The lake.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And it's a hilly little course, you know, hilly. And that run is not easy.
No.
Benelli is, I really do recommend it, especially yeah. as a local race.
We did
know?
Struggle. I struggled in that because of the heat. It was September and it was
yeah.
really hot. And I remember we had a small group and we all had a difficult time. We
mm-hmm.
were going from sprint to Olympic and it seemed like a huge change.
Mm-hmm.
But
especially with the heat. That
right.
really is, that adds a whole dimension of
yeah, but
difficulty.
That's where you learn. It's
mm-hmm.
like you learn about your body and you're like,
yeah.
oh, okay, now I need to work on that.
And so are you one of these people that have started getting books and going online and continuing this research and being a nurse, you're probably somewhat scientific. Did you...
I do a lot of research on the internet.
Yeah. Did you go and get any testing done? Did you do any benchmark testing?
You know what? I didn't do too much of that other
mm-hmm.
than what was on our plan. You
mm-hmm.
know, we've got... We had the phases for our training,
mm-hmm.
and we would do our time trials every so often
mm-hmm.
so I could compare if I've done better.
Right, exactly,
time.
Yeah.
So that was really helpful.
And how was that going? Were you
that,
improving?
Yeah, the improvement was motivating.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, wow, you know, now I can do so much better.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at my Olympic distance swim time, and I think it was better than that little sprint distance I did at UCLA. I'm like, wow, this is good.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It's just... really amazing what you can do when you set your mind to something.
Right.
Okay, so then the next year.
So the next year, the goal was Barb's race.
Okay, up at Vineman.
Up at Vineman, because I was going to do a half iron distance. And at the time, I thought, like I said, you know, the greatest introduction for me because of how nervous I get and just the challenge of doing a half. I thought, at least let me get into a women's race so
mm-hmm.
that I have somewhat of that false sense of security that I'll be okay because
right.
the women will treat me all right.
Right, right, right.
Well, and the swim is in the river. So
yeah, and you can
you've
stand
only
got
to go 10 yards either way. And you can get up,
you
stand up and
stand
walk
up.
It if you need to at certain
right.
points.
Right, yeah. yeah. That's an interesting
yeah.
swim.
It's very interesting.
And this was, how long ago did you do Barb's race?
Barb's race was 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 2007.
2007, if I'm getting my dates
wow,
right.
Wow, so
dates
2005 was the year of the sprints. 2006, you moved up to Olympics. So 2007, and how did Barb's race go for you?
Barb's race went well. You know, I didn't really think I could go that long. And at the time, that's when I started learning about nutrition. With the Olympic, it was important, but for the half iron distance,
it's essential.
It was really important.
Now, did you have a new bike by now?
Yes.
You weren't on the mountain bike for Barb's race.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I did get a road bike. I got a very cheap road bike before I started triathlons.
You didn't get a
$10,000
road bike?
No, I had a $500 specialized bike, and it worked just fine.
Yep, that's right.
And I upgraded right before Barb's race, so
uh-huh.
I did have a new
bike. What
did
you get?
I had a Cervelo.
Nice, I like that. I got
not
a
top of the line, but
mm-hmm.
it was good. You know, it was better than what I had.
Oh, much better. Was it a triathlon bike?
No,
it was a road bike.
Yeah,
it is a road bike.
It's a road bike.
Mm-hmm. The Soloist.
The RS.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And that's what you're. Is that what you're riding,
that's
in,
what I'm riding
in Arizona?
Now. Yeah.
And have you got aero bars? I'm sure you have
yes.
aero bars on it.
Okay,
so we did Barb's race in 2007.
We did Barb's. I did the California Half Ironman as well. Went back to do Vineman.
Wow.
Yeah. And
she was hooked.
Yeah.
She was hooked at this point.
I needed the experience.
Yeah.
I knew
how
I could
were
get
the
better.
Long runs for you? Because that starts getting up into some mileage, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you had obviously, that's right, you had done a marathon before.
I had. You know, I never really had good training for running, but I knew I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I didn't really concentrate on the run. And I talk to Ron about this all the time. With me, it's mentally I struggle with the run. And in my head, it's because the swimming and the bike has always been such a challenge for me, learning it as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
So I just figured out, you know, I obsess a lot about the swim and the bike, and I never really take the time to think about the run before a race.
Mm-hmm.
And so I break down mentally because I don't have a plan.
You don't have your head prepared, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and that part is so important, and that's what I'm concentrating on for Arizona, because that's a long run.
So how are you going to deal with that?
Well, now I've got...
I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, aren't I? Because we're going to build up to the Ironman thing. Well, but since we're on the subject, how are you going to deal with that run?
Well, for now, I just started to think I really need to pace myself. If I can just keep my mind focused on doing my intervals, I was doing a mile run, a minute for a resting. Usually on the half distances, I've been kind of breaking down at mile 3, which is very early, and then I end up doing a lot of walking. But this time, I'm motivated by the fact that the cutoff times will probably be chasing me. So I need to run. I need to stay focused on my pace.
Right.
I had a lot of room to move, you know, with the half Ironman. I was able to think, okay, if I walk, I'd still finish.
Right.
But with this, I think I'm going to be very close to the cutoff, so I'm going to be motivated to just keep running.
Right, right. Okay, so what did you do last year? What have you done last year and this year as far as racing goes?
Last year was the half Ironman. Okay. I've done 2 years' worth of those. Mm-hmm. At the time, I knew I wanted to increase the distance, and I already turned 35, so I didn't meet my goal.
But you aged up. That's wonderful.
But my goal was to try to get a full Ironman in, but I was I'm 1 year behind.
That's okay. You're in development.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
You did California this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did.
Okay. Was that the only half you did this year?
And I did Vine. I went back and did Vine.
Oh, that's right.
You did Vine again.
Yeah.
How had your time improved from the previous time you did Vine Man to this year?
You know what? When I did the course, I did a lot better on the swim and bike and the run. My time only improved overall by 2 minutes.
Really? So where you fell apart on the run?
Yeah.
What happened?
You know what? I think, like I said, I didn't mentally prepare for it. I did the swim, I did the bike, and by the time I was off the bike, I said, I'm done. Why do I need to run? I've already done 2 sports, and this is what runs in my head. You know,
right.
It's my own mental demons that I have to go through,
right.
And I think I just need to at some point conquer that, and I'm hoping I do that in Arizona. I haven't been able to.
You'll do it. You'll do it.
Yeah. She'll do it.
She'll absolutely do it.
I'll see her out there on the course.
Okay, so what were your times for in the Vine Man half this year?
The swim was 47, I think.
And how are your transitions? Pretty good?
My transition for this past race for Vine Man was pretty good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I learned.
Because you know transitions are free time.
Yeah, I know. Now, and I used to have a picnic during the transition.
I love to see people progress with that because you just can't believe we've talked about it, you know, how much time people waste. And what was your bike time?
The bike time was, I think I improved it. I should know this, but I don't. I must have improved it by about 10 minutes or almost 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a lot better on the bike than I thought it would.
So it was around 3 hours something.
I think it was 3:21 if I remember correctly.
And then the run, do you remember what the run time was?
Just under 3. I think it was about 2:53.
So what
or
pace is
like
that?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's 6 hour marathon. So what would that be?
13?
12?
Yeah, maybe. I think it was slower 12, than
12,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, maybe
slower
13.
Than 12.
So, yeah, that run's going to be definitely your challenge. Okay, so what positive things... Okay, let's hear what your plan is for Ironman Arizona.
Okay, well, I definitely know I'm going to be motivated by time. So I'm just going to keep on pace.
And the swim is a wetsuit swim, is that correct?
Yeah.
It's in a lake, Tempe
Town Lake. Yep.
Tempe Town Lake, which is newly filled. Nice, fresh,
we just
clean
fixed
water.
It. Yeah, fresh water. We don't know how cold it is. Have you been on the website to see what it is?
No, but you know, I actually went last week to do the swim there, and it was warm. It was 71.
Oh, wow. Uh-oh.
But I did read that it's decreasing 1 degree every day, so it's down to mid-60s
I
right
hope
now.
So.
Oh.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah.
That's pretty hot, because you're probably like me. You like the wetsuit.
I like the wetsuit.
The wetsuit is my friend.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you've got the swim. You're mentally prepared for.
I don't know about that.
For
that
the distance,
the mass start will be new to me, so I think I can do the distance.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to make sure I can get past that start.
Yeah.
Now I've seen pictures and I've got.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad, is it?
Well, it's depending on where you're at, it can be really
just
bad.
Just get in a place where you're comfortable. Just start over on the side.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that. Yeah. And the Arizona is kind of weird. A lot of the people get in where there's no ladder. There's nothing. So you have to jump off the side. Actually, you have to climb down onto this metal thing and then jump into the water. It's just really kind of stupid. That's where most of the people get in. But you can walk further to the left and take the stairs and get down there. Or there, you can actually go to the right and go underneath the bridge. But that might be kind of treacherous, too. But all you need to do is... I haven't really even looked at the thing. Do you know how far in advance the pros go off before the group?
10 minutes.
Is it just 10 minutes? So that's the thing to do, is when the pros go off and you know it's 10 minutes, don't get into the water before the pros do, because you'll be just down there shivering, and you're going to be towards the back anyway.
What's the temperature going to be, the air temperature projected to be this weekend?
I don't know, but it's been cold the last couple of years.
Here's the way I think you should look at the swim. Take advantage of the fact that you're in this big pack of people. Have you practiced drafting? Have you practiced that type of thing at all?
Not in that type of environment.
That is, to me, the most wonderful thing about the Ironman swim, is that it's like a school of fish, you know, and as long as you're not, you know, around people who swim like violent people, you can take advantage of the fact that you've got all these people around you and find people to draft off of, and it will make your swim really wonderful. I mean,
it pulls you along.
It pulls you along, and you'll be amazed at how much faster you go. I mean, once you get through that first couple minutes, it thins out, and you're going to do just great.
Yes, so it's frightening and it's exciting.
It's frightening and exciting, but just remember, use the crowd.
Okay.
Don't let the crowd use you. You use the crowd.
I'm
so excited to know you. Now I'll have another person that I can be cheering for. I'll have in my office, I follow people on, you know, the Ironman Live, and I'm ringing my cowbell, and my husband's going, "Oh my God, she's crazy."
That's what we did for you at Kona.
Yeah.
With the cowbell?
Oh, well,
I didn't have a cowbell.
Sometimes it gets a little slow looking for people. Okay, so now you're going to get on the bike. They're going to strip your wetsuit off. You're going to get on the bike, and what's your goal? Have you got a wattage meter, or are you going by your pace? How are you?
I'm going by pace.
Uh-huh.
I'm going by pace. So I figured, since I'm conserving a lot for the run, since that's where I need to focus, I'm probably going to try to just scale it down a little bit and go, you know, 14, not more than 15, because that's usually my pace. I'm not very fast.
You got a cadence meter on
your
bike?
Yeah, I've got the cadence.
What kind of cadence
are you?
I've
been keeping 90. Mm-hmm. I've been doing Ron's workouts, so it's been really helpful.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything my strategy now comes from Ron.
Right,
training plan comes from Ron.
Yeah, and Ron and I are kind of in the same school of thought as far as keeping your cadence.
It's
helpful. So she probably doesn't even need to look at her computer to know what her cadence is now.
Not now.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the run. What? Tell me about the run in Ironman, Arizona. I haven't done it.
It's three loops, pretty flat. Nothing,
Now, three loops can be good. Your husband's going to be there, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the good thing about three loops is you're going to get to see him three times, right?
At least.
At least three times.
If he's where I expect him to be.
Oh, well, if he isn't, just get ugly. Yeah, but you'll have three loops
and
to find him.
And then just get mad, and you'll turn in a 3:31 marathon.
Absolutely.
That'd be amazing.
Absolutely. Now, have you got some mantras that you're going to, how are you going to pace this run? How are you going to do this?
Well, usually, I always go, Ron always tells me, the longer you go, the stronger you get.
The race gets longer, Lee gets stronger.
That's right.
So I'll have that. I'll have people along the way. I told my sisters are coming, so I said, well, you know, if they really love me, they would spread themselves out and let me know exactly how I'm doing so that I can
hear people
going.
Cheering. And, you know, if you like that encouragement, I would say put your name. Well, your name is on your number.
It's on the bib,
It's on the bib. And people will cheer for you by name, which I think is so helpful.
Yeah,
I like it. In New York, when I would kind of get lonely, I would venture off toward the side of the road. And you know how it is. Everybody cheers for you. It makes you feel special.
Yeah.
So how are you going to deal with negative thoughts on the run?
I don't think I have time for any. You know, like I said, I'm going to be so preoccupied with the fact that I've got, you know, midnight coming and approaching, following me, that I, you know, I'm just going to have to brush it off as soon as I have
it. You've got to visualize yourself coming across that finish line in plenty of time. That's what you've got to do. You've got to visualize it happening and not let anything. Obviously, you're an accomplished person and you don't let things.
Nothing scares her.
Yeah, you don't let things get in your way. So you've just got to keep visualizing that. What's your nutrition plan?
I've got my Infinite.
Oh, she's another one, huh?
I follow Ron's.
I've got to try that stuff. We should be getting some sort of premium marketing. Something from the.
Oh, I'm getting
guys.
A kickback. You're not getting your check?
No, because I'm
because you're not
it.
Using it.
They need
yeah,
to give me
it?
Some product for me to try.
I'm getting like $800 a month.
There you go. You and Art. Okay, so do you like this product?
I do. You know what? It's worked, and I haven't had to worry about any food at all. And
so you don't eat food at all on the bike?
No, it's one less thing for me to worry about. You know, with all the little details that go into getting this thing done, I could use like one or two things I don't have to think about.
What about goos?
No.
You're not, what do you do when you're
running? I used to do blocks. I carry the blocks with me just in case.
I love the blocks. I play a little game with myself with the blocks.
You
need to do. Maybe you need to play my block game, Lily.
Mental blocks?
That's a mental, it's a, the blocks. Let me see. I had two packages of them at New York, and I would allow myself to have one every mile after mile 18. So that was just a little, you know, I was still doing Gatorade, and I think I had another goo or two, but yeah. Because it gives you something. I break it down into every single mile. I have something to think about every mile, a goal for every mile, and then they just start clicking off. So maybe you should try that. Yeah. So you don't do any goo. What are you doing for calories? Just the Infinity
on the run. Oh, on the run?
Yeah,
I'll
what are
take
you doing?
Whatever they've got on the course. I think I'll be okay with the what the Perform or the water that they've got.
What have they got on the run?
It's Perform. Ironman Perform. It's it's like Gatorade.
It's like a Gatorade.
Sugary. Yeah.
What are you doing for your run? For
what,
your nutrition?
What I do.
I think you need to get some more calories on the run, don't you?
Yeah. Well, if she can eat, she should eat. You know.
Or
but,
even goos.
I'll grab some. You know, I know to listen to my body now.
Yeah.
It's been
I'll tell
time.
You, those goos are to me.
And the best thing
the
out
bomb.
There, and you'll. Experience this obviously knows the chicken broth.
Oh, I love
I mean, that's the best thing. That's just genius. Whoever thought that up?
It
to have
tastes
chicken broth.
So good.
It's so it's warm.
Is it wrong
it's
to look
salty.
Forward to
that? No,
I mean,
you will look
you
forward to
yeah,
it.
Because I just keep thinking chicken broth. You know, that's just
oh, it's
awesome.
It is
yeah, awesome.
And the, I'll tell you, the Coke really helps too.
Yeah, well, when I hit. I'll be taking some caffeine in. Well, I don't know. Does your infant have caffeine in
yes.
it? Yeah. So yes. I have a little bit of caffeine in the infinite, but I'll take a motivator before I get off the bike.
What's a motivator?
It's caffeine.
Okay.
It's Paula Newby Fraser turned me onto that.
Oh.
So I'll do that before I get off the bike because I know my
see,
body
I just
can
use,
handle
I just
it.
Use Hammer Gel with caffeine in it.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
this
you know
is
how,
if you're a caffeine person. If you're not,
they
don't
put
leave.
So little caffeine in those things.
50 milligrams.
There's not that much.
How much is in the motivator?
I don't know.
You know
it's,
me. I'd be
it's
flying
that
through
it's
the ceiling.
Ton. But no, on the run, I alternate between, you know, the Gatorade or the Perform and Coke.
Yeah. Because you've got to keep your body fueled. You've got to keep taking in some calories on the run or you're going to...
I usually will. I mean, that's my plan when I stop.
What
I
else have
something.
They got on the run in the Ironman? They've got...
They've
water.
Got gels
I think
available.
They've got
oh,
gels.
They've gels.
I think
gels
they've got
bananas.
Bananas are
go
good.
Yeah. And
yeah.
cookies and pretzels.
Yeah, even if you just have a few little bites of pretzels even, because it makes you thirsty.
Yeah.
You know, but just make sure you get enough calories and enough liquid. She's going to do great. You're going to be there.
Yeah.
He'll be long gone before I'm out.
So when did you start? Did you start officially training for this? Did you sign up last year?
I went and volunteered to check it out. Dragged my sister along because I couldn't convince anyone else to come with me.
Your husband wouldn't even come?
No.
Oh, my land. Well, this point, he says she's gone over the edge.
He has come on training rides, but
yeah,
that's about it. Right. But yeah, I checked out the course and I thought,
okay. Did you and your sister both volunteer?
We volunteered.
What was your job? Tell me it was body marking.
No, we did finish line.
So, you did the, oh, fun.
Yeah, she gave out the medals. I gave out the shirts and the hats, so.
Really fun.
It was fun. You know, yeah. We had the later shift, so you could see the people who, well, the pros always come in, and it's always exciting.
Yeah.
But at the end, there's always people who kind of break down, because that's their journey.
That's their, I think that would be even more emotionally.
It was very emotional.
It's inspiring.
Inspiring, yeah. Yeah. These are your regular, everyday people.
Right.
You know, that have set this goal for themselves, and to see them achieve it and be there, that's just amazing.
Yeah, it's such a good feeling, you know, you might think, this is great, and everyone's there to
cheer. And you signed up the next day?
I signed up the next day. I signed up the next day, and then I panicked. I thought, how am I going to get through this? I don't have direction. I didn't have a plan.
How did you find Ron?
I found Ron. I did a lot of research. I knew that there were a lot of online training programs out there.
And so by this time you had moved down. You've been down here for a while. You weren't in Pasadena.
Yeah, I've been down here for some time. At the time, I actually was commuting up there for work. So I've been down here.
Hard to commute and train for an Ironman.
Yeah. So I've been here for some time. Mm-hmm. But I found Ron. Actually, I had options online. As you know, you can go on and there's everyone selling a plan.
There's a million. Yeah.
But my thing was, I really liked having someone available to me that was local. I didn't really want to do email. I mean, I like email. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love
we
that.
We all do, yeah.
I know, but I needed to have someone I can contact in case I wanted to get together.
Right.
And that was the big sell. You know, I knew Ron then had Triathica. You were close by. I live in Aliso Viejo, and, you know, you're out. That was out in Lake Forest, so it worked out perfectly, and I remember calling and asking about the plan. I think I spoke to Jared.
This was right after you had signed up
this
for
this was right after.
The race.
Yeah, I was researching sometime over the holidays. I think I got in touch with you. It was probably December. I'm not sure, because I know my plan started since January of this year February of this year. So I got an early start.
Yeah,
she's been working at it. For
and so how did
how many
you start
weeks?
Her?
40 weeks or
how
something
did you
like
get
that.
Her started, Ron?
Well, we you know, checked her out. We
threw her,
in the endless pool, and we looked at her stroke and gave her some ideas there.
And that endless pool has a mirror in it.
Yeah,
too,
I know.
Oh, geez, I'm glad I never went in there.
But, it was helpful.
Was that helpful?
Yeah, I didn't.
And
get
what were some of the things she needed to work on in her stroke?
Oh boy, I don't.
I think we were looking mostly at
rotation. Yeah.
I was rotating, but not enough.
Mm-hmm.
What else were we working? The stroke. I always had issues with my stroke because I remember telling Ron, depending on who was coaching me or what guidance I was getting, everyone was telling me, do your stroke this way. You know, from person to person, it'd be something different.
Right.
So I ended up with this stroke that was terrible.
A schizophrenic stroke.
Exactly. Yeah. And so Ron just told me, okay, just listen to me, do this stroke.
Right, and did it work?
It worked for me.
Yeah. Where are you swimming now? Do you belong to a master's program? Or?
You know, I was part of Nova Swimming for some time, but I quit that some time back. I didn't have time.
Mm-hmm.
So LA Fitness is where I go to the pool.
I went back to Nova today.
Yeah.
Nova's a good place, but
you
I
know,
didn't have... You
it's
need
good
the
time. To be in a master's program, but... For all of us, time is money is time.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's hard.
So it's, and you're off. Do you get workouts from Ron and you go and work on them?
Every week.
Yeah.
Ron sends me the plan. So I
and
take
is it that. Easy? Is it hard for you to work to swim by yourself, or do you have a friend that swims with you?
You know what? I go on my own. I've lost a lot of my training buddies because they don't want to do that long distance.
They don't want to do that long. Yeah.
So it's been lonely, but
it's been lonely.
It's lonely at the top.
Yeah,
it is lonely at the top. Yeah, and it takes a lot of time. And your husband has been supportive.
Yes.
I mean, because these long training weekends, you just get home from a ride and a brick and all that, and you're just...
It's exhausting.
Yes, it is exhausting.
Well, it gets to the point, too. I mean, I've gotten to the point where the last few weeks, I wouldn't even open Ron's training plan until I was ready on that Monday. I didn't want to look ahead.
You didn't, yeah.
No, but at the beginning, I wanted
to
know.
Some big days in there.
Yeah. It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. But I remember when I started, I wanted to see the whole plan. But then I realized, you know, it didn't do me any good.
Right. It just intimidated you, or
it's overwhelming. So I just feel like this is stressful.
Why worry about something 2-3 weeks away when you can just worry about today?
Yeah. So I figure day by day I take it, because I was stressing out and looking so far forward, and I wasn't there yet.
So who are you doing your long rides with on the weekends?
Actually, my husband. My husband has
So he's got a road. You both have nice road bikes.
Yes, we have the exact same.
The mountain bikes
one.
Are hanging in the garage.
They are.
Yeah. Well, maybe someday.
Maybe.
Yeah. You'll pick it back up.
Maybe. But he's gone on the long rides. He enjoys the rides. It gets him out because he's not active otherwise.
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you, it's the best. And we live in such a beautiful area for cycling. Yes. I mean, I'm sure you've gotten to see some really great places. So what's your longest ride and run that you've done?
Well, we did the 100-mile ride. I actually went to preview the course in Arizona. Mm-hmm. They had a support ride, so it was a good opportunity to go. Mm-hmm. And we rode 100 then. So that's been the longest for us.
Yeah. And what about running?
Running, I've done the distance. Not very well, but I've gone the full marathon distance this year. Only walking, though. A friend of mine, she goes out for these marathon races. Mm-hmm. It's her training and her away time from her kids. So she'll grab a few friends to go along with her, and usually it's just me because no one else will do it.
Yes.
So we will go and we'll run maybe half of it, and then we'll walk the rest.
Uh-huh.
So I've done... We did Long Beach not too long ago, but we only ran half of it. We walked the rest of the way. It took 7 hours.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so tell me how I can look for you on Ironman Life. Is it on Saturday? The race is on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sunday.
Lily, L-Y-L-Y.
Ta, T-A is my last name.
Lily Ta. What a great name. Lily Ta. And you're in the 35 to 39-year-old age group.
Right.
Okay, so anybody who's listening that wants to cheer her on and ring cowbells in your very own privacy of your own home.
That puts pressure on me. Now I need to do well.
Now you know that you've got support. Yeah. You've got to me.
We've got 5 million listeners that are
going
to be
dialing
you up.
And when you've got people you know are checking in on you and cheering for you, I don't know about you, for me, mentally, that is a huge motivator.
It helps.
It really does help. Yeah. You just know, I've got all these people, they're not so much they're counting on me, but they're cheering for me, they're pulling for me. They know, we all know that you can get across that finish line. I'm saying, what's your goal time? 16?
I hope just 16.
There you go.
At this point, there I want go. At least an hour to spare, just in case something happens.
Yes. I think that you can definitely, I think she can do it, Ron.
Oh, I know she can do it. Yeah, she can definitely do it.
I think, you know what, if everything goes well, I know I can do it. It's just, you know, going through it for the first time, you have to have a little bit of doubt because you just don't know what to expect.
Well, in your first Ironman, the goal is to finish, you know. Yeah. It's just to finish, and for you, you know, finish in, you know, plenty of time and just savor the experience because it really is.
Yeah.
An amazing experience. I mean, how many, what's the percentage of people in the world who do an Ironman distance triathlon?
Yeah, really very small.
It's very, very small. And think about how far you've come. Wow, in 5 years?
That's part of my plan, to think about that while I'm running.
That's amazing. Yeah, I get my whole little list of inspirational sayings and things, and I try to memorize them because... Sometimes, hey, Winston Churchill, when you're going through hell, just keep going. That's what you can say too.
And we all hit that point.
We
in
all
the
do.
Race. You know, it's like I don't feel like I'm moving forward. You know, I don't feel, you know, like I'm not doing what I want to do right now. But you just push through it. You know, I mean, I felt that way in Kona when I hit mile 19. It was like,
this isn't fun anymore.
I got to walk, you know, and I figured, okay, I'm going to walk for 1 mile because then it's a 10K after that. At mile 20, it's just 10K. Okay, so then I got my mind around that, but that was a dark time. You know, that mile was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm walking this thing. So you may have times like that, but you just keep moving, you know, you'll get there.
Yeah, you will definitely
totally
get
confident.
There.
Yeah.
That's right. I wish I had my cowbell with me right now. I'd be ringing it. I'm ready. So when are you guys leaving?
Thursday.
Maybe
Thursday.
I'm leaving Thursday.
Got your bags all packed. Got everything. You got your list, your checkoff
list.
Yeah, go to triathica.com. Check right on the homepage.
That's right.
Checklist is on
there. Have you got the checklist on there?
It's on there. Yeah, very comprehensive checklist. So.
Okay, because I started my own thinking, I know I'll forget something.
Well, you can take his list and then just add little things on the side.
Yeah.
Yes, but no hair, no combs or brushes, no mirrors for the transition area.
No makeup.
No, we all look bad, equally bad. So you don't have to.
I'm okay with that.
Well, this is very exciting. I'm excited for you doing your first Ironman. And I'm excited for Ron trying to qualify for the big
again.
I think you can do it. Have you researched your competition?
I have, actually. Yeah, there's a half a dozen guys that are totally awesome there.
How many spots for Kona?
Two for sure, maybe three depending on everything.
Well, see, you're lucky.
Two. But the number one guy, the biggest contender, just did what was just 2 weeks ago? Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2 weeks ago. So he did that. And now he's doing this one.
Why
the guy,
he does a
dozen Ironmans a year. He's from Czechoslovakia. Miroslav.
He figures he's in the United States. He might as well.
He just, all over the world. No, he goes all over the world. Wow.
But while he's here, he did Ironman Florida. So now he might as well stick around and do Arizona.
Kona, and then he did Florida. And now he's doing Arizona.
Is he fast?
Yeah, he's fast. He finished 12th in Kona. So he's good, but he's probably burned out at this point.
Oh, he's got to be.
But he's already got his Kona slot, so.
Oh, he does.
So if he's first or second, and I still finish third, it'll roll down to me, so.
How's he already got his Kona slot?
Wisconsin.
He did Wisconsin, too?
Yeah. I'm telling you, he does.
He does
12 Ironmans a year.
You know what? I have to say something. I don't think that's good for you. I don't think.
Well, I'm hoping
we
it's not good for
that.
Him. Actually, it doesn't matter because he's already got his slot. So
yeah,
I hope he has
it doesn't matter.
We can save that for a future episode of Tri Chatter because that is certainly something to talk about. And anybody who's listening can email us with their comments. Do you think it's unhealthy to do more than 3 or 4 Ironmans in a year?
A lot of people would say it's unhealthy to do one.
Right, yeah. Right. If anyone's got any feelings on that, I would love to hear about what they are. And you can reach me at CoachSBR@gmail.com. And how can we reach you, Ron?
You can reach me at triathica.com or Ron@triathica.com. And we can reach Lily. She doesn't want to be reached.
On Ironman Live.
Lily Ta.
Go, Lily.
Thank you.
Well, that's very exciting. Congratulations already on just...
And we're excited now speaking to you, too.
That's right. We're excited for you. And
thank you.
It's a huge, huge endeavor. And you should be very proud of yourself for even being brave enough to pay that $500 fee and joining a year
now. Yeah, you're committed now. $575 a year in advance. Yeah.
Well, best of luck to you. Yeah. And like I said, when you're going through hell, just keep going because there is a finish line, right?
That's right.
Okay. Anything else, Ron?
No. Till next week.
Yeah. Will we get a race report? We'll get a race report from
you.
Are you coming home Monday?
Monday, yeah.
He'll probably be looking haggard like he did the last time. Remember, he was sick.
With a few less toenails.
You notice I didn't even wear shoes. Okay, so we should say over and out to these people.
Yes.
Before we start running on.
See you next week, all.
Okay,
bye.